Okay, so my name's Tim Jones and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and the One Another Project in Trafalgar Square, London. It's the 2nd of September 2009 and the time is 8:15 in the evening. Can you tell me your name, your age and where you come from, please?
My name's Julie Watt. My age is 38, but keep that quiet. And I've come down from kind of just outside of Glasgow in Scotland.
Okay, thank you. When did you first find out about the One Another Project?
I think it was, and my boyfriend mentioned it and told me that there was a prize draw. And he entered, and I entered, and everybody that we know in work entered, so that we could see if anybody got chosen. And I was one of those lucky, in quotes, people.
So, how did you feel when you received the notification?
Absolutely excited, really, really excited. Chuffed to bits because he didn't get picked, and I did. So that was one up for the girls. Yeah, it was really good fun from found out. At first I didn't think I'd got it, and then I got an email the next day saying, yeah, I'd been picked, and I thought, yay! So, yeah, just very excitable.
What is it you're going to do when you're up there?
Oh, good Lord. A few things that I've been asked to do. A couple of shout-outs to a few charities that I'm going to do. My work does a project called Homecoming Scotland, so we'd run a competition and for kids to enter poetry. So we got about 6,000 entries. And we select about 100 winners from like age 6 and upwards, I think. And you can download it off the web. And what we're going to do is I'm going to read a few of those poems out. I'm going to play a bit of Connect Four game with a big outdoor inflatable game. So that should be kind of Connect one in a row or four in a row. I don't mind if I lose, I don't care. And one of my other friends has asked me to do a shout out for the Save the Johnny Walker campaign that's going on up in kind of Kilmarnock and Glasgow just now. Big Diageo kind of thing, they're thinking of pulling out of that area, so people could lose jobs. So I'm going to give a wee mention to that Save the Johnny Walker campaign, hopefully. So that hopefully will fill the hour.
And what kind of impact would you like then your hour to have?
Well, I would love the kids to be able to hear like kind of their poetry read out in London. That for a 6-year-old to hear their poetry read out, I think, in London, I think would be quite good. Well, I would hope if I was a 6-year-old, I'd think that was great. And then I'm going to read some family poetry as well from a member of my family that passed away a few years ago. And she'd written some fantastic poetry in Scots. So with Homecoming, I'm hoping that gets a wee bit of a highlight as well if I read out some of that. And then obviously with Save the Johnny Walker campaign, the ideal thing would be for Diageo to think again and kind of keep the jobs in those areas. So who knows what effect this may have, if it has an impact or not. I know there was a debate today in Scottish Government about it, and one of my colleagues that I used to work with was part of that debate. He's just texted me actually to say good luck when you're on the plinth, give us a mention. So I'm hoping that the combined efforts of a lot of people can help maybe change things up there and keep jobs in those areas. That's about it, really.
And can you expand on the significance of London? You said, as a 6-year-old, you'd quite like poetry to be read. What does Trafalgar Square mean to you?
Oh, to me, it means a lot of things. I've come here a lot. I come down to London quite often. And just in August, we came down and we visited the museum and we saw the Sainsbury's kind of exhibit. I think it was a Monet exhibit that time round. And it's great, so I've got some great memories of the place. We go in every now and then when we're down. Was at the British Museum as well, we've done quite a few of that, as well as the shopping. But Trafalgar Square for me is quite notably no pigeons, and the signs up no pigeons. A couple of years back, boyfriend had his kind of a picture taken feeding the pigeons, so that I've got fond memories of it with pigeons and without pigeons. Very rarely done it at night, at this time of night though, so it'll be interesting. To see that and to kind of just hear the kind of Scots words of young Scottish kids kind of just read out and echoing round Trafalgar Square will be a wee bit interesting, I think. I hope that the sound will carry quite well and kind of echo round these walls for a wee while.
So can you give us a snippet of the poem?
I haven't brought the book with me, it's out in the other room, but you'll have to listen out and watch it and hear the poems, but some good ones. They're all about around the theme of home and what home means to children, and some of them are quite insightful. Some of them have gone for the very political angle of what about Afghanistani children, what home might mean to them, and some of them gone for the just kind of home means jelly pieces and that kind of thing. So there's some very interesting poems in there that I want to kind of highlight while we're up there.
And a little bit of insight into you then. What's your background? What do you do for a living?
Oh, good Lord. Back with the work that we do, work with Learn to Teach in Scotland, which is it's a kind of government body arm loosely up in Scottish Government end, and it's kind of looks after the education system in Scotland. It's currently bringing in new curriculum, and expressive arts is a huge part of that. So this project is just an absolute gift for somebody that's interested in expressive arts. And I'm hoping while I'm up there to kind of highlight The Glow, which is an kind of first in the world. All the Scottish local authorities have joined together, and it's a big school's intranet. So every school is connected to every other school, and every pupil is connected to every other pupil. And so through that, hopefully expressive arts is getting quite a feature. So rather than have specialist art teachers or theatre groups in different areas, people from all the areas can experience it now through The Glow. And there's a new project about to start out, which I don't want to say too much about, but you can view it on the web. And they're going to start using theatre groups online on this kind of school's intranet. So for the first time, theatre groups and schools will be much more closely connected. So that should be an interesting one to watch in the months ahead. It runs till about May 2010. So that should be a good one for me to give a shout out to as well.
And when did your interest in the arts and theatre kind of start?
Oh, good Lord. Oh, well, like every little girl, was did ballet, did tap very embarrassingly. And then as I've kind of grown and my own interest got into theatre side of things, I'm really interested in watching live theatre rather than getting... you read lots of books. I can read lots of Agatha Christie's and you can watch them on the telly, but you've actually seen who committed the murder live on stage. I think that's a wonderful thing, is a bit of live theatre, and hopefully today I'm going to do my own bit of live theatre when we're up there. So it should be my one and only chance to kind of take part in something like this.
And what else do you get up to in your spare time?
Good Lord, a lot of theatre. Was at Singing in the Rain last night in Glasgow, and which is probably, it was probably prophetic for this evening. I might be singing in the rain tonight up there. And just a lot of theatre we tend to get to, and cinemas, obviously. We go to cinema a lot. It seems to be a young thing to do. So some local cinemas we get to and kind of watch the local blockbuster and the local comedy stuff. And was that in August, went to the Edinburgh Festival for the start of the festival and saw a few comedians there. Do like to laugh a lot, so hopefully people will get a laugh watching me on this getting soaked. But humour, I think, can carry a lot of things through. So.
And tell us about your boyfriend.
Oh, Andrew's wonderful. We're engaged and not yet married. Everybody keeps asking when. Well, secret date, but we're both coming up for 40 next year. Might be going to Las Vegas, say no more. He's been a great support coming down. Considering he really wanted to do it, he's been a great support that I was picked and he wasn't. I have to get that in again. Just another one for the girlies, we win again. So he's been brilliant, really. He's kind of carried the case and the chair and everything that I'm going to be taking up there. So he's been great in helping me out with this.
And what other things would you say are most important to you at the moment?
Oh, to me? Good Lord, most important to me. Family's pretty much, family's means a lot to me. I don't really know, just kind of fun and humour in life. People living their life and not wasting it, I think. If that's a message to get out, is like, when opportunities like this come up, take them. Don't kind of turn them down. I think it's just kind of grab life with kind of both hands and go for it. I think that's important to me, is to kind of live your life, don't waste it.
And what hopes and plans do you have for the future?
Oh, good Lord, hopes and plans for the future. That's one I can't say. Just to grab any opportunity that's coming away. Be lovely to win millions and millions of pounds, but then you hear about millionaires that kind of get the money robbed off them, so maybe shouldn't wish that for myself. Just to have a happy life ahead of me and just kind of great future, hopefully.
And how does it feel to be part of this project, one of 2,400?
Yeah, but it's exciting, nerve-wracking, going to get wet, glad I brought Brolly. It's weird because a couple of people just sent me some texts, some really passionate Scottish people sent me texts saying, yeah, Queen of Scots, you get up there and you shout out to the English people. But I'm not like that at all myself. I think we're all one big kind of global thing. So it's a hard one to answer, that one.
Definitely. Can you explain? So you say it's not so important for you to be a Scottish person here in, you know, in the middle of London, but
I'm a global person. I think part of the whole new Scottish curriculum is to show kids that they can be global citizens, travel the world, do wonderful things, not just in their own area, but they can better the world. Just one person's voice might make a difference, and for me that might make a difference here. Like, I'm hoping to raise some extra money for CHAZ and cancer research, and for Erskine Hospital Riding for the Disabled. I've got them on my profile, so if everybody has a look at the donate lines on that, they'll be able to do that. So just really hoping that as a person that's part of kind of the world, that I can change things for the better. My one wee effort here might make a difference somewhere else. I guess that's what it means to me.
And what's your emotional journey been from applying to, you mentioned a bit before, to being accepted, to preparing and now being here?
It's been actually great fun, and very exciting to find out about myself and sort of find out when you get something like this, what on earth do you do for an hour? And I found out actually, with friends' help, you can do quite a lot. So emotionally, I've had a lot of support from people. But yeah, really happy about it. The thought that there's other people that didn't get it, obviously you kind of think, that's a shame. But moving on from them, I did get it. So yeah, just quite happy.
So what are your closing comments on being a part of one another and being down here?
Well, as one of about 200 people that have made it from Scotland, it's worthwhile doing the journey. We were up really early for the flight, negotiated Gatwick, if that's the best thing to do with Gatwick, I think it's negotiated. And then spent the day kind of touring around a bit of London as well again, and hoping to do a bit tomorrow. So I suppose my closing thoughts are, do it, grab it. If you get opportunities like this, take them.
Great, thank you very much.
Thank you.